Hansen caught the fish the opening weekend of the 65th annual Derby. His king was turned in at the Clover Pass Resort weigh-in station at noon on the second day of the tournament. Hansen says he was trolling with a herring and flasher at about 70 feet and not having much luck. Then, suddenly, fish on.
I drilled the pole holder and pinned the pole to the holder and just started spooling line. And as soon as I got a hold of the rod and felt how heavy this fish was, I knew it was pretty big, but you never know for sure.
Hansen says the fish fought hard for about 30 minutes, taking off about 5 times before Hansen and his fishing companions could get a net under it.
It's pretty nerve-wracking, and you get them to the boat, and you see how big the fish is, and the huge head shakes trying to shake your hook, and you're doing all you can do to keep tension on the line and keep that hook in the mouth.
Hansen says they ran the fish to the weigh-in station right away and didn't even take the hook out until they arrived at the dock, to minimize weight loss through bleeding. Hansen's fish will net him the Derby's approximately $10,000 cash purse. The second-place fish is a 38.6-pound king caught by Matthew Murphy. In the youth division, Cassandra Adams took the top prize with her 27.6-pound king caught the second week of the Derby. Cassandra says she didn't think the fish was very big when she first hooked it.
At first I thought it was just a little shaker, it's just going to be a little tiny fish. But then it started to fight really hard, and it was hard to reel it up.
Cassandra says this is the first year she turned in a Derby fish. Organizer Russell Thomas says that 695 fish crossed the dock for the 2012 Derby, weighing a cumulative 11,800 pounds.
Participation was down slightly over what it was before, and the number of fish caught were down slightly from what they were before, and so we were a little bit disappointed by that. We always like to see more participants and more fish, but overall, I think everybody that participated had a great experience.
Thomas says he isn't sure why the numbers are down.
I think we have a contingent of hardcore Derby fishermen that are going to fish, you know, no matter what, and then we have some people that, you know, have a lot of other factors involved, like if they have access to a boat.
He says a new no-snagging rule might have discouraged some anglers who historically fish from shore at Herring Cove.
There was enough pressure from participants that they felt like snagging was not in keeping with the sporting nature of the Derby. And we, you know, the committee heard a lot of comments from participants and sponsors both that felt like that if we were going to, you know, maintain the integrity of the Derby, it was important for us not to allow snagging. And so we made that decision to implement that rule, and I don't think it's going to change.
The annual Derby Award ceremony is set for 6:30 p.m. June 22nd at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. A complete list of unofficial Derby results is online at www.ketchikankingsalmonderby.com. Results will be certified next week. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.